master of the house, keeper of the zoo, ready to relieve a mob or two. Water in the wine, making up the weight, picking up their knickknacks when they can't see straight. Everybody loves a landlord. Everybody's bosom friend. I do whatever pleases Jesus, damn, I'll bleed them in the end.
Alright, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CatCast episode number 318. I'm your host, GPD, here in Tokyo, Japan. I mean, live from GDC. And of course, we've got also with me live at GDC is Wombat.
This is the best conference I've been to.
No, but not as good as PAX East.
You know what? I was there too. You may have noticed I was in costume.
I'm so tired from flying around everywhere.
I was dressed up as Bayonetta.
Right. People might not have recognized you there.
No, I don't think so.
Right. And of course, Shipwreck is also here, wherever here is. I forgot already.
Yeah, I forgot what live we're going with.
Right. Yeah, there were a lot of gaming events. I feel when I, you know, all these gaming journalists that I follow on Twitter, I feel tired for them just reading their Twitter.
I feel really tired for them at GDC because that just does not seem like a prime place to go and look at games.
So what are you saying? They're just drinking all the time?
They're there to get the stories on the developers and everything.
Right, to watch the developers get drunk and get drunk with them.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Hang out.
And hang out. But that there has been a lot of news because of these events.
And stuff.
And stuff?
News and stuff. That's what we talk about on this show.
Right, yeah. Right. And also, I went to Taiwan instead of going to GDC. See, now you found me out for sure.
So is the irony everything in Taiwan is made in America?
No.
I could have at least pretended to laugh. I thought that was funny.
They make. I learned that they make a lot of scooters in Taiwan, a lot of motor scooters. And that's I've never seen so many motor scooters in my life as on the streets of Taipei.
Did you motor scoot?
No, it looks really dangerous because there's so many. It's ridiculous. There's just as many as there are cars. And there's like separate boxes for them on the streets. So you would really need to know the scooter etiquette and everything. It sounds like it would be very dangerous to rent a scooter there. But it was really, I really was surprised how much I liked Taiwan. I mean, Taipei is like their big city, but it's got a lot of trees in it and it's not super crowded. It's not like Hong Kong where you're right on top of everybody and it smells bad. And there's actually trees and you can see the sky because there's not a million skyscrapers like Hong Kong. It was really nice and the weather was good and we ate a lot of dim sum and a lot of Shou Lam Bo. You like those, Wombat? I know Shipwreck doesn't know what those are.
I don't know what the other one was. I know what dim sum is.
You know what?
It's Taiwanese sandwiches or something?
There's soup dumplings.
I don't know.
Dim sum
they call sandwiches in Taiwan.
What's that, Wombat?
Dim sum are the dumplings.
Dim sum is that type of food.
Yeah, it's like isn't it brunchy traditionally?
You've never had dim sum before?
I've had a dim sum brunch before. See, but isn't it traditionally
like
a brunch?
Once, though?
Huh?
No, one time you had dim sum?
No, not one time. Multiple times.
Dim sum's like refers to like that type of food.
Yeah,
like,
they bring around on a tray.
Like two times, maybe.
Right. Okay. Anyway.
Maybe both of them might have been at E3. I'm not sure.
At E3? We've had dim sum at E3?
I think we had it at one time. It might have been at a different gaming thing. I've had dim sum around games before.
Right. Anyway, Taiwan was cool. And we stayed in the city, in Taipei City for two nights. And then we went to the countryside. And we stayed at this really nice resort called the Lalu. And everything there is like Shanghai Shek, it seems. Like they're really big into Shanghai Shek there. He's really popular. And so we went to this resort lake called Sun Moon Lake, which that's where the resort is, the Lalu Hotel. And it was really nice. It was beautiful there.
Who is Shanghai Shrek?
Shek. He was like
Shaq.
He was like a military leader, and they fought a lot of people. I learned about him in junior high school.
Yeah, I was gonna say the same thing. I'm like, I remember learning about him in school.
He was a big deal, apparently, because they
had not in Romance of the Three Kingdoms or Six Kingdoms, however many kingdoms.
No, he's not.
No, he's more recent. He's more recent than that because he died April 5th, 1975.
Right, right. So we
which I knew that off the top of my head, by the way.
Right.
They have a huge, huge, huge memorial to Chiang Kai-shek in Taipei. It's ridiculous. Like, it's, I mean, I can't even tell you. It's like if you saw like several open football fields in front of you with like a huge monument at the end of it, and they have a giant bronze statue of him on the top floor, and they have a changing of the guard ceremony every hour. It's pretty intense. But it was really nice. It was really, and it's so close to Tokyo. It's only 3 hours or and less coming back.
What's
it's
the like what, is Florida. The weather different? I was gonna say, is it warmer?
Yeah, yeah, it's warmer. It's very tropical there. So you have all these tropical trees and shit.
Wow, that's nice. That's crazy. It's tropical and they have tropical trees.
And shit.
And shit.
And they have a W Hotel, which was very nice as well.
I'm sure it was.
Yeah, so I recommend Taiwan if you live in Japan because it's really close. But if you don't live in Japan,
forget it.
It's probably not on your radar.
No.
You know what was on a lot of people's radar, apparently? The last week's show.
Yes, it was. It was very talked about in the media.
The media?
The media. And by the media, I mean my Twitter feed.
Oh, really? Even on your Twitter feed?
Even in my the at reply section of my Twitter feed. It was very popular, our show.
Really? Oh, okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Would you like to do some show feedback?
Sure.
Okay. Most of the topics were about this. Most of the comments were about the same topic, but here's two that I picked. Meager had to say, yeah, GB, you really need to set up an emergency plan to take care of Ty in such situations. A reliable friend babysitter in the building you can ask to come over or just drop them off there. You said it was more likely to have a car crash rather than something happening at home. So what if that would have happened that night? You guys would end up in a coma and Ty, thinking he was abandoned in the middle of the night, joins a gang of dancing rule breakers.
Well, yeah, I think he would become Batman, actually. Because we've watched Batman quite a bit.
Yeah, and Bastion has to say, God damn it, GP.
Right. But look, everything worked out fine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to ask Ty. I gotta show him the note and ask him what he thinks about it.
No, you're not going to show him that
note.
I'm just going to say, hey, hypothetically.
You got away with it, okay? You got extremely lucky that nothing happened. Just never let it happen again and move on. But never, say it with me, I will never do that again.
Yeah, yeah, we probably won't do that again.
Say it out loud with confidence. I will never,
I'm not
I will never
the thing is,
do that.
He's getting older now.
It
he's only
not,
getting more
no,
mature.
No.
He's only,
well, he's not
why
gonna,
would I say never? He's going to be 6 years old.
6 years old, you do not leave a six-year-old alone in the house. Under any circumstances. There's no circumstances.
No, they roam the street. They walk to school.
I don't care.
They walk the city
I don't care if he lives in fucking Candyland. He's not allowed to stay at home by himself.
Candyland? What?
Candyland, yeah. I have a feeling that it's safe to leave children home alone in Candyland if it was a real place.
Oh. This is Candyland as far as you know.
No.
Speaking of children, I've got one on the way in November.
Excuse me?
Yeah, I impregnated my wife.
Whoa! Bombshell.
And the show just took a turn.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank About you. Time. Don't do what Cheapy does.
I knew that from last week. I mean, I knew this last week. That's why.
Yeah, that's crazy.
My parenting skills had already kicked in.
Wow.
Your instincts.
November. So what is that?
Congratulations.
It's
very exciting.
It is.
Wow.
I planned it out well, so there's no major gaming conventions going on at that time.
Yeah.
Perfectly.
Yeah, but around Thanksgiving.
Do you know if it's going to be a boy or a girl?
No, not yet. We've just had the first ultrasound, so.
Right.
It's only been 2 months. 2 months, right?
Right.
6 weeks?
Yeah, 2 months.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Nice job. Wait,
Big
2
news.
Months ago was what? That was January? No, there was no snowstorms or power outages during that time, so.
So what? What are you implying?
Just, you know, times to consummate. Shipwreck's right, having a gross. Baby. My wife just poking her head around. Wait, what are you guys talking about?
Right.
So, congratulations. I'm very excited for you.
Oh, thank
yeah,
you.
Me too.
Welcome to the club.
Yes, not yet, get ready to age.
But soon. I still have some gaming left here.
Yep, and just in time for the next generation of consoles.
I know, that's the old, I didn't plan out that part perfectly.
Oh, you're not going to be able right. to play anything when it comes out in November. Oh, it's going to be awful. Because, you know, right. yeah, it's well, you're lucky because you don't sleep already. But the first 6 months is really hard.
I'm sure it won't be that bad.
It won't be. No, won't, I'm not saying it'll be that bad. I'm not saying it'll be bad. I said it's hard. There's a difference.
This is where those cheese conies are going to catch up with you.
Yeah.
Oh. It's where they're going to really start taking a toll.
I'm excited.
Well, that's big news. That's awesome. Yeah. That's awesome.
Nice. Yeah. Well, you need to keep us updated.
That you guys are happy.
Let us know if it's a boy or a girl. Maybe I could send some things your way.
Oh yeah, sure. I'll let everybody know when I know.
Excellent. I know about both sexes, so I can help. I'm like a font of information on children. Video games, not so much, but children, I know right. about.
Right. Didn't somebody have a comment about that? Did you read that?
I didn't see that one, no.
somebody, Anthony wrote, like the show, but maybe Wombat should play a game that's been released within the last 12 months.
Oh, yeah, I put that one on there, yes.
Right.
Yeah, I did this week, so we'll talk about that later.
All right, should we... I started This Bitches, I started watching Les Mis, which I've been really looking forward to. Mm-hmm. I'm a big Les Mis fan.
Sure.
I dreamed a dream of...
But I listened to that... soundtrack, the Broadway soundtrack, like a billion times in college.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
An unhealthy amount of times.
I don't know about in college, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well. So anyway, so we watched about half of the movie so far. It's really long, and you know, BioShock just came out, so we haven't been able to really dedicate that much time.
I'm going to say BioShock trumps Les Mis.
Russell Crowe is the weak point.
Well,
sure.
Yeah, he is, but... I don't. That one song, I don't recognize that one song. Maybe it's just because he's not singing it so great.
Which one?
Maybe you haven't gotten
Stars?
To it.
Stars?
Stars, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't have a lot of singing parts, Javert. I mean, he's not super duper important, his singing parts, but compared to the other singers, he's just weaker.
How's Wolverine? Is he good?
He's much better than Javert.
Well, but he does Broadway stuff, so...
He does.
Exactly, exactly. But and the younger guys, like the less you know of the people, the better their singing voices are, basically. The people that you don't recognize at all have the best voices in the movie.
What's his name? Redmayne? Eddie Redmayne, that's his name, right? Something like that.
I don't even know. Like, I don't even know who that is.
Yeah, he's in that movie.
But it's good, I mean, so far. I feel like they didn't even need to have famous people in it. And just get the people who can really sing and have them do it would have been better. But that's my opinion. And I haven't finished watching it. We're only halfway through. So how about some new releases?
I'm looking.
Like BioShock.
Like that's BioShock.
A new one. Oh, you guys going to talk about that now? Because I could tone out while you do that. Go for it.
Well, we're not going to say anything that's going to spoil anything.
I know. I'm just teasing. I can't believe you're having a baby. By the way, I'm totally not over it.
Why, you didn't think it was going to happen?
I really didn't think it was going to happen. I'm like, I can't believe they're going to be one of those couples that just never has a kid.
You thought about it a lot?
Well, you know, I have a kid and you have a kid and we talk about
it. How much time have you dedicated to this?
At least 30% of my day. He's my friend. I care about his well-being.
Does your employer know about that?
I'm having kids about the same time you and Cheapy did.
Yeah, I know. I know. I forget that you're that much... Well, you're not that much younger than me, but I forget that you're, you know... Four years younger than me. So, yeah. As my wife is yelling at me over my shoulder, it's time. So.
It's time. yeah. It's time to talk about BioShock.
Yes, go yes. BioShock.
It looks awesome on PC.
It looks so good. I was like, it's jaw-droppingly, groin-grabbingly good looking.
I can't imagine. Like, I don't have any issues with my card.
And you're running it on Mac Ultra everything?
Yeah, mine's on Ultra everything. Which I ran the little – there's that benchmark tool.
Right.
Did you run that?
I ran it and I saw it was all text and I was on my I was on my couch with the big screen and I didn't have it looked complicated.
I don't know what it like, I like it gave you a list of numbers like that basically said, hey, do you want this to look really good or okay or crappy? And I just picked like whatever the number was that gave me the highest thing, and then it like went through like this little demo sequence or something.
Okay. Yeah.
And then it just stopped at the end, and I had no idea what to make of that.
Like, it didn't give you a score at the end?
It might have. It like popped up another text like thing.
It was like a DOS window.
Yeah, it was, right? A DOS window.
Yeah. When I see DOS window and I'm sitting on my couch, something happens to me. It makes me want to close the window as quickly as possible.
It needs to have like fireworks or stuff going off at the end of it if everything worked out all right.
Like, you need to know.
Yeah. Like a congratulations screen comes up. Maybe show the credits for the people that did the benchmark test.
Right. Here's the benchmark that I run now because, I'm still relatively new into modern day PC gaming. So I've decided like the benchmark stuff, I just turn everything up on max. And then if it looks great and runs relatively good, I'm satisfied. I don't really need to know how many frames per second it is. I could tell, if it's 20 frames per second, I'm going to be able to tell.
Will you?
I think so. So BioShock Infinite. I really knew nothing about this game going into it, except for like whatever movie they showed us at E3. I think that was the last I heard of it.
Okay, so E3 2 years ago.
Yeah, basically, I managed to not look at a single thing about it or see a movie. I was surprised about the theme, and I won't talk about it because I don't want to ruin it for anybody else, but I was very surprised at the themes involved in the game. I had no idea that was coming, and I'm sure people know what I'm talking about.
That I know what you're talking about because there's so much going on.
Yes.
Like, I think I might be slightly, on. Am I slightly ahead of you?
I'm about two, well, I think I'm 2 hours
in? I'm about 3 hours in.
Maybe three.
Okay. Yeah, it's just a lot of fun. Like it's kind of easy though on normal.
See, I'm dying a lot. How are you dying?
I just feel like I'm this like super powered guy that just like kills everybody.
I don't know what's happening, but I think when I play games like these, I like to experiment a little bit at least and see, like what I can do with the different powers and stuff. And so I wind up dying maybe too often. And in this game, when you die, you lose some of your money, but it skips you past the battle. Like the battle's just over. It says on the screen, when you die, your enemies heal and you lose some money. But my enemies just disappear, it seems, when I die. It's happened a few times now. Yes, I've died a few times.
That's okay. Somehow. You're allowed.
So I don't know. I don't know what's happening, really. I don't know.
I'm just shocked that you're dying so much early on. You're using the melee combat, or
yeah, but maybe sometimes I decide not to do that and I want to do something else. And then I die trying it.
Then
the battle is over.
Does it play similarly to the previous two BioShocks? Is it the same kind of idea?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's faster, it seems.
It might play a little bit fast. I mean, the BioShock 2 was really fast.
Yeah.
So it's the same basic idea. You've got your hand that's shooting your magic powers and your hand
bees.
For your guns.
Bees.
Crows.
Crows, bees. The crows that shoot bees.
Yeah,
and
the grapple arm thing is pretty sweet with the roller coaster. I didn't realize it was going to be like that. Intense, the roller coaster ride stuff.
It's a little bit disorienting. Like you're trying to figure out where you're supposed to be looking sometimes.
Oh, yeah. And we got it, on the big screen. It's like, it's really like one of those roller coaster simulators. Those big screen roller coaster simulators. It's pretty impressive. It's a pretty fucking impressive game. And the voice acting seems pretty good.
The The animation style, I like the animation style, but the just the way that the humans move, which is similar to the other Bioshocks too, like they kind of have like a mannequin like quality to them. Like they're a little bit right. stiff.
I would say that about the other ones also.
Yeah, yeah. You wouldn't describe it as fluid.
Is right. it creepy? So
it almost makes it creepier that they're mannequin. Like,
okay. like I mean, in general, though, is the game. Because I thought the first Bioshock did creepy better than pretty much any game.
This is pretty creepy.
It's okay. creepy. It's creepy. It's a little bit, to begin with at least, it's a little bit less creepy just because, like, in Bioshock, that city is just, like, trashed. From the get-go. And this one doesn't start out like that, at least. Like it's
okay.
It's still a thriving city, whereas Bioshock Rapture was just done already.
Right. Yeah. It's pretty violent.
It's surprisingly violent.
Yeah. I was like, ooh, this guy lost his head. There it is. Yeah, it's I was surprised. But maybe, you know, Bioshock was pretty violent too.
Yeah. You almost forget that it was that violent, though. It's been a while since we've played Bioshock.
It has been, but it's pretty awesome.
I forgot how
so
much
far.
I looked in trash cans and ate food out of trash cans.
Right, well, I'm eating so many hot dogs. I don't know. I don't think that's good for me.
Hey, but, you know, a few nitrites never hurt anybody.
I don't know if that's true, actually.
I know. I'm pretty sure that any doctor will tell you you can never have enough hot dogs.
Do you know the Nathan's on Coney Island?
I'm familiar
they
with
used it. To, people were afraid to eat at Nathan's. You know, they had the 5-cent hot dogs.
Yeah, so what they did to counteract that was they gave hot dogs free to a local doctor, who would stand there in their white lab coats eating Nathan's hot dogs, and people thought, well, if it's good enough for the doctors to eat, it's good enough for me.
Yes, you do. You know your Nathan's history.
That's right. I hijacked your story.
That's okay. It's good. It saved my voice.
I'm happy to help.
Anyway, so we can all agree we love hot dogs.
I don't know how.
And Bioshock.
I don't know how you're going to survive without playing this right now, Wombat.
It's pretty awesome.
I know. I just, right now, I had to pay for a lot of things. So it's going to be
really tough to avoid spoilers on this for a prolonged period of time.
I understand that, and you know, then that's my answer.
Figure it out.
Yeah.
Figure it out.
I'm working on it.
Imagine when you find out that they have hot dogs in the game.
Oh, it's gonna man, ruin the game don't for you. Do that. Don't spoil that. I don't want to know it has hot dogs in it.
Yeah. So I don't know why I keep dying, but we seem to be enjoying the game quite a bit. Has anyone, no one's played Army of Two, have they?
No one, no. But and when you say no one, you mean actually no one.
I really mean no one. Has it been getting good reviews?
It has no reviews.
They didn't send out review copies of it.
At the time of this recording, I have yet to see one review.
Really? Metacritic has no reviews?
That's when I looked this afternoon, and I did look this afternoon.
It's not a good sign when they don't send it out.
Nope. Sent to die.
Well, they shut down that studio too, right?
Yeah.
Yep. So here's some reviews. Look, it's got an 84 from Level Up, which I don't know what that is.
How are they weighted?
We don't know about the weighting. And Now Gamer gave it a 60.
Oh.
So yeah, it's still those are the only two scores, unfortunately.
I also haven't played Tiger Woods PGA Tour 14.
Okay.
I know that has lady golfers in it.
Ooh, what else do you
next
need?
Gen.
I have been playing some Luigi's Mansion Dark Moon, though.
I've been playing that as well because I got a 3DS XL.
Dun, dun. Wow, there's a lot of big news on this show. Wombat gets a 3DS XL. Shipwreck's having a baby.
Obviously, my niece is bigger.
I got a 3DS XL as well.
Yeah.
From the, was it Target?
Target. Yeah, you know,
deal. Target had it for one. They still have it right now for $160 for the XL.
Mm-hmm.
I got the Pikachu version.
I got the blue one. It's nice. It is pretty. It's pretty. It's, you know, it's, I would describe it as an incredible device.
No.
Oh, no. Wow.
No, seriously, Womit. What do you think of it, for real? No shtick.
I love it, actually.
You love it?
I do. I am in love with the 3DS.
Oh, God. Okay, all right. Well, have a nice life together.
You know what? I have the thing is, I have a use for it, if that makes sense.
Right. You take the train every
day. I take the train, and I play for 45 minutes every day. Not only that, but I have Street Pass on, and if you walk through Times Square, you will get someone on your Street Pass. So I get a good 2 to 4 people a day.
That Street Pass shit is worthless.
It's full. It's a gimmick.
It's a gimmick. You'll be done with that in less than a month.
You're probably right. But you know what? Luigi's Mansion
It'll be fun for like 2 weeks.
Luigi's Mansion is really good. And with it, I got Super Mario 3D Land for free. And that game is really good too. So I got...
Oh, it came with... You can get the bundle for that price too?
No, it's not the bundle. No. You get a free digital download of the Mario game. There's a choice of 2 other games too. Now through April 30th.
Five games.
5 games? Mm-hmm. Well, I think it was 3. That it matters.
It's Super Mario 3D Land, Professor Layton, Star Fox, Art Academy, which is what I picked up because I had those other 3 already, and Freaky Forms.
Yeah, exactly. 3 games. But no, it's
Art Academy.
It's really cool. And, you know, I think with Mario 3D Land, I really like playing that in 3D. I don't think you need to play Luigi in 3D, although I do turn it on sometimes just because it does work. I mean,
how is Luigi?
Luigi's really good. Did you play it on the GameCube?
It's fun.
I played it on the 3DS. At E3 2 years ago.
Okay, you know what? It's very smartly made. I really like the controls because this is the kind of game where, you know, you think about you're using that vacuum and you have to move that vacuum around, and they set it up very well where there's just enough width of the suction where you don't have to move that vacuum around that much. And the way they use the X and the A button to just kind of point it up and down makes sense. It makes it very easy to control for a handheld game that's a 3D handheld game. And by 3D, I mean perspective, not a third person, not a not the slider on the side. So in that sense, it actually works really well. And it's, you know, it looks great and it's cartoony and it's cute. And, you know, it's always funny when you're hearing the music and then Luigi, he hums along to the music.
Yeah, Luigi's great in this game.
He really is. He's awesome and adorable. And what am I on? I think I'm on level 4 now. I just finished level 4 today.
Oh, okay. You're talking about level 4, not Mansion 4?
Yeah, I'm level 4, not Mansion 4.
Okay. So yes. You're pretty early on then.
Yeah, I am still early on. I only play it on the train, and I usually only play it one way. One way I'll play Mario, and the other way one way I play Luigi. And I'll tell you what, it puts all my iPhone games to shame.
Well, yeah. I mean, this is a real game. Like, they could put this on Wii U.
Exactly.
There's no reason this is a portable game. Like, the levels are a half hour long sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Which the levels are, it's clever in the way that you keep going back to the same mansion, but you kind of open up more and more of it as you go along. And it's got all kinds of like trap doors and everything that it's just humorous to watch Luigi kind of bumble his way through.
He's not
the ridiculously stupid Luigi. Like sometimes they make him out just be like mentally retarded, like he can't function.
Full retard?
Yeah. Like it's
Happy
not.
Happy Jack.
Right, it's not that bad. Like, it's just kind of bumbling Luigi.
Yeah, and...
Like Inspector Gadget?
Yes, very Inspector Gadget, Inspector Clouseau. I mean, some of the puzzles require a little bit of thought where, you know, it's like, wait, which room do I need to go into in order to find the way into this room? And it all works. And again, like I said, it's very clever. It's very well thought out. It has the same problem that a lot of Nintendo games have in the modern Nintendo era, where sometimes there's a little, like... 2 minutes more exposition than they really need to have. Like, the professor doesn't need to talk to me that much between every mission.
Right.
When really all he needs to do is say, good job getting those ghosts. Let's go to the next one. So, yeah. But you know, that's a minor nitpick in what is overall a very strong handheld game. So, way to go, 3DS. I got one. Cool.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
And these are, I could download these games and play them. But I feel like I don't
even
want to
play. You still have the normal 3DS, right?
I have like the small one. And
you need the big
that?
One. It really is. It's a big difference as far as
wanting to
play it. Like the screens are, it's more akin to like the size of what the Vita screen is.
Right.
It doesn't look nearly as crisp as the Vita screen, but it's just easier to hold too. And the battery lasts longer.
I got enough games in my life, I feel. I'm not commuting anywhere.
I had it on my desk. My 3DS XL was on my desk at work. And one of the VPs of the company, the number three man in the whole company, is in my office. He goes, "What the hell is this thing?" And he picks it up and he starts fidgeting with it. And by the time we left my office, he goes, "Where'd you buy that? How do I get one of those?" Really? Yeah. So I thought it was pretty funny. So there you go. That's something. That's an endorsement, isn't it?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Well, I'm glad you like it.
I do.
You got one at a good deal, and I'm glad you like it.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? I got the console and two games for $200. I had a little bit of a hiccup when I got my first one, but...
Right, I saw that. You bought one from Target, and it was used.
It was used. It was Mikey's.
Mikey had all of his shit on it.
Yeah, 31 games. And here's the kicker was that his parent lock was on it. So if I wanted to buy something from the eShop or connect it online, I had to enter in the parental code.
Which you didn't know.
Which I didn't know because I'm not his parents.
Did you try 1, 2, 3?
I didn't try anything. I tried taking it back to Target.
Yes.
And they exchanged.
I did the whole transfer thing on mine from the, like I transferred everything over from the 3DS to the XL.
Yeah, how did that go?
Well, it's very similar to what the Wii to Wii U process is. Like the little Pikmin come out and carry everything over. But all my save files went. All my street passes came along. So I haven't noticed anything that I like lost in the transition. So
how long did it take?
I kind of set it aside. It took, I don't know, maybe an hour or so.
That's not bad. Right. You had a lot of stuff on it, though, didn't you? Or maybe not. I don't know.
I don't know. I had a decent amount of stuff, but it took... I built the majority of a G.I. Joe Creo set, like a big Creo set, while it transferred.
You're going to get plenty of time to build Creo sets. Plenty of time.
When? When's he going to be doing
that? I don't
know,
when his kids are like six. Elliot's into Duplos now. That's his thing. Loves him some Duplo.
Let's see what we got here. What's next here? Multi-platforming? Wombat's news and stuff?
Sure. We could skip ahead.
Oh, what are we skipping?
Nothing.
Oh, I played that Walking Dead Survival Instincts.
The bad one.
The terrible one. This is one of the worst games I've played this generation, I would say.
Oh.
So if you're a Walking Dead fan, just go ahead and skip this one. I went to Redbox, and I think I ended up spending $4 on it because I didn't get it finished in a night.
$4 too much?
It really was. It took me about, I don't know, 5 or 6 hours to finish. It's a first-person game. I don't want to call it a first-person shooter because there's guns in the game. But anytime you fire a gun, it alerts all the other zombies that you're firing a gun. And so they all come running at you.
So you never want to
use any of the guns when you can just go up and stab. Like you get a knife right at the beginning of the game. And that knife, you can kill people with that knife all the way to the end of the game.
Nice.
And it does this thing where like your best solution in any... like any part of this game is just to run. Just like run where you're going. The zombies are too slow to usually catch up to you. But in the happenstance that they might be standing in like a doorway or something where you're going to have to run into them. They do this thing where they grab you and they're trying to bite you and it goes to like almost a quick time like event where you have to line up your cursor with their head and then hit the trigger to stab them. So if you get like surrounded by, I don't know, say 15 zombies or so,
right,
one by one, it goes to this event where you try to stab them in the head. And if you stab them in the head, then it's on to the next one. They just attack you one after another. My record was 17 of zombies in a row that I killed this way without dying.
Yeah, I read Justin's review on Polygon.
Oh, okay. He probably
mentioned that.
Yeah, it's just bad. The best thing too, like, it tries to do this, like, you can rescue survivors and like bring them along in your car, which you don't drive anywhere. It's just like, it's got like a almost choose your own adventure style map where it's trying to make it so you're actually, I don't know, some consequence or something to the game. Mm-hmm. So you can plan out where you're going to go, and you bring these people along with you, and you can like send them out to gather supplies. But it makes no difference whether or not they die or not. You don't care about these people, but every once in a while they'll bring you back like a Gatorade. That way you can, it's not real Gatorade. It's just sports drink, but
right.
What you got there? Sports drink.
Yeah. So it's got this branching storyline. There's this one part pretty late in the game where I run into this guy and he's like super happy to see me. And he's like, "Oh, I can't believe I'm seeing you again. How's so-and-so that was with me?" And he's like, "I can't believe you got out of that hospital alive." And I'm like, "Oh, that's why I don't recognize. I didn't go to the hospital. I chose to go this other path, but somehow the if-then right. statements led the game back to this guy actually knowing who I am."
Right.
So it's well crafted. It seems like they had a lot of time to work on this game, is I think what happened.
Right, right.
There's a lot of ideas in there that just aren't fleshed out at all.
Do you think this game hurts the other Walking Dead game?
Potentially. Like, the day this came out, a guy at work came over to my desk and was like, "So should I get the Walking Dead game?" And I'm like, "No, not the one that just came out." And he's like, "Oh, there's multiple ones?" So it's gonna be confusing now to people.
The only way it could help is if it was really good and the word got out. But it's not.
Nope.
No, it's really bad. If you must, yeah, rent it. There's really no price I would recommend buying this game at.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Rough. That's rough.
That is rough.
Wombat's been playing more Skyrim.
I bought the Dragonborn DLC, which is on sale until Tuesday. All the DLCs on is 50% off until Tuesday. And I picked up Dragonborn. Dragonborn, I can see why people who bought Dragonborn were disappointed with Dawnguard, even though Dawnguard came out first. Because Dragonborn...
Dawnguard's the house-making one?
No, Dawnguard is the one, is the vampire-killing, like a, it's similar to a faction. It's like the Thieves Guild or the Assassin's Guild. This is the Vampire Killer Guild. That's what Dawnguard essentially is. Or you could, you know, be a vampire. Whatever you want to do. I'm not here to tell you what to do.
Thanks.
Hearthfire is the house building one, and that one's $2.50 right now, and that's worth $2.50. Dragonborn, though, is the same price as Dawnguard, and Dragonborn is a whole other, like, you know, big island, big landmass, a whole separate map away from the current one. So it's pretty cool. Tamriel. It's not Tamriel. It's a whole other... It's in Morrowind, I believe, like a section of it. And it's really cool. I mean, you know, you see different types of environments. Right away, I got two new sets of armor from killing two bandits. The first bandits I came across were wearing...
Random bandits dropped some new armor?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, okay, I'm in.
What?
I'm on board.
Wow.
So,
a little reward for your monies?
Pretty much. I have, like, this iron armor that I'm wearing now, but the helmet is shaped like a bear. My guy looks like... I wouldn't mess with my dude right now, put it simply.
Right.
But, yeah, it's you know, I only played, like, the first, like, couple of missions. I want to, you know, see what else there is. But there's, you know, two new towns already. I'm on board. I'm on board with Dragonborn.
All right, thumbs up.
Thumbs up for $10. And if you're really into Skyrim, you should have it. That's basically it. If you don't like Skyrim to begin with, you're not going to like it. So
right. I feel like I want to get my Skyrim character onto the PC version somehow.
I think the only way to do that is to start over.
I don't think I want to do that. I don't think I want to start over.
I mean, you could. You wouldn't be the first person to play multiple. A lot of people, most people. What level were you at Skyrim when you finished? Do you even remember?
I don't know.
Okay. I just hit level 40.
A long time
but
ago,
I feel like. I think Shipwreck finished the game at like 50, though.
I still haven't finished Tomb Raider. There's a lot of shit going on here.
See, you're worse than I am. Sure, the only game from 2013 I've played in 2013 has been Luigi's Mansion on the 3DS. But at least I will probably finish it.
Probably. Maybe.
Maybe, kind of, sort of.
Could
we'll
happen.
I finished Bit Trip Runner 2.
Yes.
I did that this week.
They have a big ad in Times Square for that game.
Oh, do they? It's a good game. If you're into challenging, like, rhythm-based games, it's a lot of fun. The new art style, like, they got away from the kind of Atari 2600 block-oriented graphics, and it's...
Which I like.
Which you liked originally?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of like the series, like what made the series stand out.
Mm-hmm.
But the new art style, it's still kind of simplistic, but it's modern. Like, it's everything's got very... like well-defined lines and smooth and everything, but
is it still the same
type
formula?
Of gameplay? They added some more stuff. They made it, there's more checkpoints now, so you don't have to like start all the way back at the beginning of a level. Because
that would be nice.
Yeah,
because I just bought the original one because it was on sale, like $2 or something.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, the checkpoints would be good.
I think you'd like Bit Trip Runner 2 because they also have difficulty settings, so you could bump it down to easy, and with easy in the checkpoints, you'd probably have more fun with it.
Yeah. Yeah, and Ty would like to play it too, I think. He likes the way it looks, but it's too hard.
These games are not easy.
No.
But I think it's $15. I have a review about three quarters of the way written, so I'll have more to say about it on the site.
Oh, great.
So you're going to name your kid Robert also? Wasn't your dad's name Robert, or am I making that up?
No, the way have we talked about this before? The way my family traditionally names their children?
No.
No. Every week we talk.
Every
about
week,
that.
Yeah. Shipwreck child
it might
child
have come
naming
up on
section.
Cat 4 play before. I'm not sure.
Oh, okay.
So the way we generally name our kids in our family is take the like if it at least if it's a boy, we take the first name of the mother's father. So Gretchen's dad's name.
Mm-hmm.
That's his first name. And the middle name is my dad's middle name.
Oh, your dad's middle
name.
The
only issue with that is that our son's name would be Gary Coleman.
Nice.
So it would be Gary Coleman Good. So that's what we're calling him right now.
Nice. Wow. That's a funny name. You can't
Better
do
hope
it.
It's a girl.
You can't do it.
Better hope it's a girl.
You can't do that. I was hoping he would be RG3, but I guess not.
Wow. Gary Coleman.
I could not have made
it's
up a
classic
joke
name.
It is, you know.
But not in a good way.
He'll never have to tell anyone how to spell it. I mean, Gary's a fine name. Well, you know, that there's nothing wrong with that. He would also be a GG, just like your wife.
Yeah, it's a lot of G's.
Yeah, lots of G's.
All right, so the big news out of... Speaking of G's, how about GDC? And the big news out of GDC was that there's a new DuckTales. Well,
that was out
DuckTales
of PAX East,
remastered.
But that was a nice segue.
Oh, fuck.
Capcom well, is...
Probably somebody talked about it at GDC.
Capcom is making new DuckTales. Well, they're remastering old DuckTales.
Right, with the original voice actors.
WayForward is doing the development on it.
Yes.
So. It looked pretty good. I never played the original.
Really? It's the first game I ever completed. First one.
I think I was past DuckTales at that point.
You're too old.
It didn't matter. Those Capcom Nintendo games were really good on the NES.
I mean, I have fond memories of DuckTales. Like I said, it was the first game I ever beat. Will I spend $15 to play it again?
I don't know.
What does Bane think about it?
Your time for reckoning of DuckTales has come, Scrooge McDuck.
Yeah. I don't think. I think I'm going to pass on this one. I know people are excited, but I'm not that
excited. I'm excited. I'm glad it's coming out, but I don't want to spend, like I said, $15 for a game that's going to be 45 minutes long.
It'd be a better sell if they did a compilation of all of those classic Disney games.
Maybe. Yeah. Yeah. Well, DuckTales wasn't a game with continues. You sat down, you played it, and you beat it. When did it come out? 87? 88? You know, it's not like it was a modern era NES game with internal battery.
Right, right. Or passcode.
Yeah, no, this is, you played it, you beat it.
Yeah. All right. What else we got here in Wombat's news and stuff?
Square Enix said that Tomb Raider sold like crapola, even though it seems to have sold about 3.5 million copies.
Oh. Cool.
Yeah. 3.5 million copies, not enough.
I think I saw it needed to sell around 5 million for them to consider it a success.
Okay.
Which, that's a lot of copies of a game.
That's a lot of copies in a month, for sure.
Yeah, they're gonna hit that, I think, eventually.
But to write it off as a failure after 1 month, only selling 3.4 million copies, I think is a little short-sighted. But really what that says is how much did they sink into that game that it needs to sell 5 million?
They sunk a lot into it, and it shows. Like it plays like a game that was in development for a long time.
It's like pretty not polished.
In the way that Duke Nukem plays like a game in development for a long time.
Right, right.
This had enough time.
Right. Yeah. It says they sold 3.4 million. And Hitman 2, it said?
Hitman. Was a failure? Hitman, yeah. And it sold 3.6 million. Sleeping Dogs was also considered a failure at 1.75. And didn't they buy that game that was mostly finished?
That's the, I think so.
Yeah. That was that, what the hell was that game?
It was True Crime originally.
Thank you, True Crime.
Yeah, that was...
So, you know, is it that these games were big failures, or is Square Enix spending too much money somewhere? And of course, the CEO, whatever his name was, Wada? He stepped down.
Wada.
Yeah.
Wada, you can't remember my name?
Yeah, that was...
I think it's just going to be... This is going to be a constant issue with trying... Like the high development costs on these games. Like you watch the credits on these games now, and it's ridiculous. Like there's so many people that are tied to working on these games. It's very expensive to put out one of these.
What is expensive though? That's my question. I don't know. I'm asking because I honestly don't know. How much did it cost to make Tomb Raider? You know, and let's say it sold 80 million.
50 million?
50. I mean, movies cost 200 million these days. I mean, yes.
They said that BioShock cost 100 million, and then they're going to spend another 100 million marketing it.
So 200 million. So that divided by 60, that would mean they need to sell, you know.
I think Ken Levine said that's not true.
Okay. So it wasn't 200 million.
Maybe like 180. Buck 80?
What? That's. That's still not that much different.
All right. Anyway, let's move on.
I mean, but even so, let's say that's the case, though. Even at $200 million at $60 a pop, in order to break even, you need to sell 3.3 million approximately. So, because, you know, 3.4 million, 3.4000.
Wombat, you're not good with numbers.
I have a calculator.
Still.
I mean, they're saying that Tomb Raider retail, because I didn't really see it on sale much in its first month, you know, grossed $204 million. Sure, that, you know, who knows what they really get a profit out of that.
It might, yeah, I mean, the week sales might be just because of their predictions for shareholders.
Yeah.
Like they might have just overestimated. It doesn't mean it didn't turn a profit. It just might not be living up to what they've projected.
The profit that they wanted.
Right. Well, they can release the super deluxe version on the next gen systems. Everyone's going to be double dipping.
Ugh, no one's going to double dip. No one wants to.
No. I mean all the publishers.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's
not the customers.
That's a foregone conclusion, yes.
What's this Metal Gear Solid nonsense?
They're coming out with a new one. It's called the Phantom Limb. It's based on the Venture Brothers character.
Wait, what?
Oh, boy. Wombat's just carrying over awful jokes from Twitter.
People enjoyed them. It's called Phantom.
Person enjoyed them.
A person. That's right. One person said, hey, that's really funny. That's all I need. Phantom Pain. Metal Gear Solid 5. Did you watch the trailer yet?
Uh-uh.
It's good. It's a fun watch.
I will never play this game, and I'll tell you why.
Because you hate Metal Gear.
Because I know I have no fucking idea what's going on within the first 5 minutes of the game.
You know what, though?
And there's a lot of shit to watch for something and not understand
There's fire whales in this one.
And robot arms.
See, a fire whale.
Robot
that sounds nice,
arms.
What arms?
Robot arms.
I like robot arms. I'm not going to lie.
There's no, what's his face? David Hayter? He's not the voice of, he's not voicing any of the characters in this game.
I see. That has no effect on me.
I know.
I just know that I don't understand. I won't understand a fucking thing that's going on.
I still would need to get through 2, 3, and 4 before I was interested in 5.
I think you could skip to 4, but I don't. I probably, if they're smart, they make 5 accessible without having to play any of the previous games.
Phantom Pain. Yes.
Yeah.
All right. So we all big fans of Metal here.
Oh yeah.
Wombat is. He was telling me today.
I really liked Metal Gear Solid 4. I thoroughly enjoyed that game.
Hmm. Mm. Wasn't too much controls.
No. I played that game. It was like the first game I finished on my PlayStation 3. I really enjoyed it.
Oh, good. Mm. Good for you.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
What about this? I read about this thing, the Retron?
The Retron 5, yeah. The new Hyperkin console. This thing looks awesome.
You're still going to get one?
I'm totally going to get one of these. Like, it plays NES, Super Nintendo, Genesis, Game Boy Advance, and then Famicom, Japanese Famicom games.
Is that a TurboGrafx-16 card slot I see on that?
No, it doesn't play TurboGrafx-16.
Well, then forget it. Who wants that thing?
Yeah.
Bonk or die. That's what my
color. And the neat thing about it is that it's HDMI, and it allows for you to save anywhere, just like save states. So
and you can use its own wireless Bluetooth controllers or the original controllers.
Yeah, and it's supposed to be, I think, under $100 too. So probably $99, but it's a pretty sweet little solution for not only your old games but old import games as well.
Yeah, I want one. I think I would do something with it.
Sure. I don't have any of the games that this uses lying around, but I like the idea.
Right. In theory.
In theory, I think it's fine. For me, it has no practical use.
For cheapy, it's easy enough to get these games, though.
Right. Lots of stores sell them. I can buy a RoboCop for NES in Japanese.
And for me, it's just walking down into my basement and getting into a tub.
Yep.
Getting into the tub?
Well, I pull stuff out of the tub. I won't necessarily get into a tub, but I could.
Game bath. I'm ready for my game bath, Gretchen. Should we talk about this Metacritic thing?
Mm-hmm.
So there's an article, an exclusive article on Gamma Sutra from... There was some study done at Full Sail University, that accredited institution, Full Sail University, about how Metacritic derives its scores. And everybody knows that they have a weighted system that says it right on their like About Us page, where certain outlets get their scores count more. And this study at Full Sail University is saying that they've cracked the code.
It's a real place, Full Sail University. Like,
I know. I know JD from the Howard Stern Show went there. And let me tell you something. And his job is to watch television and record it for Howard. So they said that they've figured out how every site is rated, weighted rather. And they've published this list, and it's on Gama Sutra right now. And when you look at the list, it's pretty funny because you see websites that you've never heard of have the highest, the most weighting, like Digital Chumps and Game Almighty and Just Adventure.
Got Next. And
IGN. Ugh. I mean, all these sites that you've never heard of.
Videogamezone.de. Is that a Norwegian site?
Are ranked highest. And then you have, and the lowest ranking, or second to lowest ranking, you have Giant Bomb and... I don't know why that's there.
Giant Bomb is down on the bottom, which is, I like their reviews, but whatever.
It's the second to bottom. But they've said, I'm assuming it's the guy who runs Metacritic, Mark something, I forgot.
Metacritic.
Mark Metacritic went on the Facebook page and said, look, this study is completely wrong. I see why you think it's laughable, because it is. It's not, there's no truth behind it whatsoever. But people are still sort of, you go on the Facebook page, people are still coughing up outrage and saying, well, why don't you just tell us what your rating system is?
Why don't you just tell me the rating system?
Right.
Because then anybody could use that same exact rating system.
And make their own Metacritic.
Right.
So, I don't know.
If I was them, I would still be denying that this is right.
Right, because that's our secret sauce.
It's not.
It's like someone coming up with the secret recipe to KFC.
Exactly.
And then, like, you know, Colonel Sanders isn't going to say, oh, yeah, you got our recipe. That's way off. It doesn't taste anything like our chicken.
You know, it's funny because I was going to use that same analogy.
You were? Well, because we both love fried chicken.
That, there's a lot of truth to that, actually.
You know, the KFC here isn't that great.
I don't eat KFC, so I wouldn't know.
Right, I mean, neither, because it's not that great here.
We have Zorn.
It's the one fast food that has not seemed to get a lot better by being in Japan.
Did you ever eat at Zorn's when you lived in the on the Long Island?
Yeah, I remember Zorn's.
Yeah.
It was okay.
It's close to my house. It's good. I like Zorn's. Right. Anyway.
So anyway, the Metacritic thing is much ado about nothing. There's some more PS4 details. I don't know about these. Can somebody enlighten me?
Yeah, I can tell you about, you'll like some of these.
Mm.
They're good new features. This came out of GDC, I guess,
today.
That the PlayStation 4, first of all, it's going to every PS4 is going to come with a headset.
Nice.
Which they announced. Yeah. They said that at the conference.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, they reiterated this here then. They also said that all of the face buttons and the L1 and R1 buttons are going back to being just digital. They're not doing the analog like they had on the PS3.
Okay.
Basically, nobody used those. So
only the triggers.
Right. The triggers will still be analog. And the analog sticks, believe it or not, will still be analog.
Right.
They also said that you'll be able to charge the controllers while the PS3 is in standby.
PS4.
Oh, yeah. PS4.
They said that at the conference also.
Well, then what is in this story? Why is this? Why did they just say a whole
They didn't say the thing about stuff. The buttons at the conference, but they did say the charging and the headset thing.
Okay. And something about with the new ID system, you'll have both a PSN name and your real name. So it can like tie in your Facebook friends, which I guess they upped the friend limit as well for the PS4.
Oh, what is it?
3,000.
Is upwards of what the old one was. I didn't see the number on that. I just know that they said that they upped it. So it's kind of interesting. It's going to pull into Facebook and find your real name and everything.
Hmm.
But I guess by default, the true names aren't displayed.
Nice. Soon.
Mm-hmm. Soon before we know it. We'll have to check it all out at the E3.
Right, which you've been cleared for takeoff.
I have. I have one issue, but we discussed it, and I'll just be there later than you guys.
Right. How much later? Just one day later.
Yeah, I should be. The goal is for me to take a red eye that Monday and meet you guys Tuesday morning. So
that works. You don't even need to do a red eye.
Well, you know, I'll figure it out.
Tuesday,
mm-hmm.
You'll figure it out.
We'll make it work. I'll miss one of the press conferences. Maybe two.
All right. What else we got here? Is that it?
Keg bag.
I didn't really put much on the keg bag.
Well,
I have some.
Who invited you?
Manny, did I talk about this last week? I don't remember. Because it was on last week's, and I think we just didn't get to it. But Manny Dangerfield, I'd remember a name like Manny Dangerfield, mm-hmm. wanted to know how my barefoot shoe situation is going. I really like them, the Vivo barefoot shoes that have, you know, just a thin piece of rubber that you're walking on. I bought two more pairs of them, which I also like the two new pairs that I got. One is more of like it's a little thicker on the bottom. It's like a hiking shoe, but it's good for when it rains because it gives you a little more clearance so your pants don't get wet. That's my big problem with these shoes is that you're so low to the ground that your pants will seem very long and you'll be stepping on your pants a lot. And nobody wants to step on their own pants. But other than that, it's going pretty well. My feet are not hurting that much. They feel like they're getting stronger, and I'm going to stick with it. See how it goes. Let's see what else we got here.
Here's one from Polly. Mm-hmm. He wants to know now that I'm rocking the incredible exceptional 3DS XL, are my eyes playing tricks on me? He keeps seeing 3D effects on his smartphone and computer monitor that aren't there. That hasn't happened to me yet, but at least I'll know what's going on.
Call 911.
Yes. He also wants to know, Shipwreck, how crazy would you go if they delayed G.I. Joe Retaliation another year?
It's not happening. It's coming. It'll be out tomorrow, right?
Friday.
This weekend.
Are you going? Are you excited?
I'm going to wait. I think I'm going to wait until $5 Tuesday next week, but okay. I am very excited.
You only
to
have
it.
To wait 1 week for a new movie to be $5?
Yeah, any movie's $5 on Tuesdays.
On Tuesdays.
Any movie. Right away. Even the first Tuesday after it comes out. Wow.
Yeah.
But only on Tuesdays.
Well, I bet your a box of cereal doesn't cost $5 there either.
I spend like $2.
Theater, no.
I spend like $2 right. for bucks. The movie and Cheapy, have you watched House of Cards on Netflix yet?
I have. I've watched a lot of episodes. It's very good. It's very good. Kevin Spacey. Finally, Kevin Spacey in something good.
Yeah. It's been a while.
You haven't watched it?
Nope.
Why not?
I don't know. Maybe
you'd like it.
Maybe I should sit on the couch and watch it on my 3DS.
Oh, you could.
Netflix is on the 3DS.
It's worthy of your television for sure. It seems like a pretty big budget production.
Oh, I'm sure it's very good. I haven't heard anything negative about it. I just, you know.
The only awkward thing is that his character likes to play PlayStation, and it seems pretty out of character for him.
Hmm.
And he got excited by seeing a PlayStation Vita somewhere, and nobody gets excited about that. So it was very. This is very awkward. Like, is that a PS Vita? Or is that Bane? I don't know.
Yeah.
Anything else here?
Thorbon wants to know, why do podcasts need Kickstarter money? It's not that expensive, right? And you can get money from the time you put in it from ads, merchandise, live shows, and other things, correct?
He's talking about the Retronauts. Is doing a Kickstarter.
So is Jeff Cannata.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's got over $100,000 on his.
Wow. I saw that Retronauts had a lot, too. They reached their goal in the first day. Yeah, they already have $39,000.
Yeah,
and they have 24 days to go.
Yeah, Jeff Cannata, I think, was approaching the $200,000 mark.
I mean,
his is video, though. But still, I mean, I don't know.
It does. The equipment is cheap. I mean, it depends how you do it. Like for us to do a podcast, it's pretty cheap, and we're all, none of us are in the same room. I guess if you're all in the same room, it gets more complicated, believe it or not.
Figuring out who's bringing the beer expensive. Or what?
Yeah, well, what's that? I don't know if it necessarily gets that much more complicated.
Well, you need a mixer. It's not. It's still not going to cost you.
You could
get.
Well,
like
you could have a mixer.
$2,000.
You could have a digital mixer. You know, software that'll.
Yeah, but not with USB mics. If you're going to use.
Well, can't you get a splitter?
No. There's no way to use USB mic more than one on one computer. You could all have different laptops, but it gets expensive that way.
Unless you're need, like, for really you think these people don't nice already setup. Own a laptop? I mean, I could if the three of us were to do a podcast in the same room, we could each bring in our own laptop, sit across from each other, and record it exactly the way we're recording it right now.
We should have a Kickstarter. That way, we could just fly to do it every week.
Yeah,
We
should have a Kickstarter so I can afford BioShock. How about that?
No, you can't do that. And look, people obviously really like this show. I'm looking at the Retronauts one, and they're willing to give them a lot of money.
Good for them. Exactly. No, I don't think we'll be doing a Kickstarter anytime soon.
We're already doing a show. Why do we need money?
I don't know.
It doesn't cost anything.
I know. I would like a sponsor, though.
So get a sponsor.
I'm not allowed. Shipwreck doesn't like the one that'll probably do it.
What do you mean? Which one? Jizz mop,
exactly.
Pocket pussy.
Jizz mop.
Zombie pocket pussy.
Zombie pocket pussy. It's the future.
The future. I hope not. That sounds like a horrible future. Speaking of future, my parents are in town. They just came last night. They're staying for 10 nights to hang out, visit their grandchild.
Well, if your wife's gonna have stomach pains, now's the time.
That is very convenient.
Yep. I have to leave Ty. Can you watch him?
So, do your parents know about that?
They listen to the CADcast. My dad listens to the CADcast, so I'm not sure how up to date he is. I don't know.
Oh, you'd know.
I would know.
You would know.
Whatever. It was 3 hours. He's fine.
I'm saying it happened. It passed. He's fine. Right. Don't do it again.
Right. He's going to drive the ambulance next time.
You're better off.
He's going to put the IV in, I think.
Nice.
No. Anyway, so I think that's about it for this week. Next week, I don't know. We're going to do another one of these.
I can't wait.
And it'll sound pretty much like this one.
Mm-hmm.
With different topics,
we'll get a Mrs. Shipwreck craving update.
Right. Yes. Oh, and I also announced that we have a set launch date for CAG 3.0. It is April 29th.
So May 15th.
Nope. It's a set. This is set. I'm getting a tattoo actually. April 29th. It's the exact 10 year anniversary of Cheap Ass Gamer's inception. So we're excited, and we're going to do a beta test before then, and we'll let you know how you can get in on the beta, I think. And look for some screenshots and stuff coming up soon on CAG, and we will see you next week.
You can follow Cheapy on Twitter at cheapyd.com and at videogamedeals. GPD.
I thought we were done.
And you can follow Shipwreck at Shipwreck, and you can follow me at Wombat5277.
And don't forget to listen to Wombat's podcast, his other podcast called My Other Podcast, starring Wombat. What's it called?
Uninformed
Batman and
Uninformed Opinions.
Yes, how's it going? How's that show
going? It's doing really well. I mean, it has about a tenth the amount of listeners as a show.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, and that's the reaction. It actually is for a show that's only had 12 episodes. Yeah, I actually think that's very good, and I'm very pleased. And we get a lot of feedback from people who really seem to enjoy it. So thank you, everyone who listens, and thank you, everyone who lets us know that you listen. That's very important to me. So.
Have you done an episode yet where you talk about the Batman movies?
No, we did an episode, though, where I talked about Pi.
P- Pie, the thing you eat, or the movie?
Pie, the thing you eat.
Hmm. I like the movie.
No, that would be boring.
And the thing you eat.
And the thing you eat is good.
Which movie you're talking about? Pie.
Pie.
The new Pie movie or the old Pie movie?
What's the old Pie movie? What's the new Pie movie?
The original black and white movie?
Pie? Yeah, the black and white math oriented movie.
Yeah. There's a new one?
Well, there's that Life of Pie.
Oh, yeah, it's different. No. That's Life of Pie.
I haven't seen that yet.
That's about a tiger and an apple pie.
Well, there's a topic for one of your shows, maybe. Like episode 98.
There you go.
That'd be a good episode. Write it down. Batman movies.
Yes, I know. Actually, it's been requested, so.
Oh, Val Kilmer as Batman. That should be at least 10 minutes on that.
I read that book, remember?
Oh, did you talk about that? Oh, interesting. Now I actually want to hear it.
I read a book, 600 pages on the business of making Batman movies.
Yeah, we watched, it was on the HBO when we were in Taiwan. So Ty and I watched them of Batman Forever.
It's watchable.
It's not horrible.
It's watchable on cable. It's totally watchable. Like if you're sitting there going, oh, this is on.
Right. Some of it doesn't make any sense.
No, none of it makes any sense, but who cares?
But it was, yeah, it wasn't horrible. Karate Kid 3 was also on, as was regular Karate Kid. And Karate Kid 3 wasn't horrible either. But it wasn't good, particularly. Nope. Anyway, let's be done for real so I can go spend quality time with my parents.
Have fun.
And edit this show and whatnot. And we're going to do a Kickstarter to hire somebody to edit the show.
You keep talking. Shut up already.
Bye.
Bread's done.
Hey, little dude. See your mama and daddy out of the room. I gotta get you up on this. You know who I am. Snake. Dealing in weed, coke, crack. Your choice. Take one hit and you'll do anything to cop more. Steal from your mama. Lie. Cheat on your homeboys. But hey, that's the price you pay when you deal with dudes like me. Now, some folks will tell you that I'm dealing in poison. But hey, do I look like the kind of guy that would do that to a kid like you? Yes!